Welcome to Sweeping the Country. I'm your host, Derek Walker. My co-host, he's always here, and he's always fantastic, Mr. Jimmy Carter. Hey, Jimmy.
Oh, happy almost end of the dog days of summer.
Yeah, what do we got till Labor Day?
You know, this really used to be the dog days of summer when nothing went on.
Yeah.
But at least in some parts of the country, school is back, college is back.
I got to ask you, because you taught, you know, and my wife has taught for years and years. Yeah. We were talking about this the other day, and we both said, there's no gauge to summer anymore. Like,
no,
you used to have time off, you know?
Yeah, you do. You still get it. But, I mean, most colleges are done and out by May 5th.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Third or fourth or fifth. And so you're not used to doing summer at that point. So they're kind of stealing June from you. So, yeah, if you're going back at the 1st of August and you get off in May, that's about right.
Yeah.
But it's just, you're not set up for that. You know, at least, you know, the water's not warm. I mean, when we used to care about stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. 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 Where did that go? Is it because we're adults that we don't care anymore? Or is it, I don't know.
I don't know who did all this changing things around, you know, but it's just like a lot of things in society. There's a big stink going on this week and it doesn't really come into too much in the West, but the Cracker Barrel company changed their logo.
What did they change it to? I have not.
It's just nothing. Like, but Gavin Newsom says it looks like the some kind of a cheese commercial or something. Huh. They took this old. They changed. I have to go look at the old one now to see what it was.
I'm going
to
look right now. We have Cracker Barrels out here. They brought them. They brought them to the Northwest. Did? Yeah, we got them, and I love their breakfast.
Well, they want to be more contemporary looking or something, and the old country store phrase has been removed, and that type of stuff. You know, it's all this everything. I mean, number one, they're trying to get people just to come to eat the restaurant, and we've talked about this before. Generation Z. I think that's the number for them, or the letter.
Yeah.
It's in the 20s. They don't want to eat at places like that. They don't want to eat at a cafeteria. They don't want to eat at a Cracker Barrel.
What do they want?
They don't want stuff like that.
What are we doing? Are we delivering it to their house? What do we
do?
They
want to do that. They want kale. They want healthy, more healthy choices, you know, and that kind of stuff. They want healthy choices and or delivered to their house, and they're just not into that, you know, that type of eating. So
that's fascinating to me. This headline I'm seeing right here, and it's on, it looks like MSNBC or NBC or one of those. It says sales plummet after they changed the logo. Is that true?
Well, 10% stock fall.
Yeah, that's pretty heavy. Yeah. Yeah. It's just like this. I don't know if you can see what I'm holding up. That's the new one.
Yeah. That's the new one.
It's pretty plain.
It looks more clean, but that's not what I don't know. You know, listen, we've changed. If there's nothing that hasn't changed. I mean, everything.
That is true.
And one of the biggest things that's changed with people, including me, I mean, I'm one of them, is money. Yeah. I have not used any of the money in my billfold in months.
Do you carry cash all the time? I mean,
I carry a lot more cash than I've ever carried in my life, and I never use it.
That's why we have it, I think. I put $100 in my billfold in my little clip on my wallet, just a $100 bill in case I ever need it. And I'll leave that thing in there for 8 months.
I've got more than that.
Well,
it's for in case of emergencies or, you know, I need to give somebody an immediate present or something.
It makes sense.
Something that I've screwed up on or whatever. And so it's just the fact that we don't use money. And I think that happens, and I've seen it, you know, I if I had money, and I had a bill for $1,000, and if I had to give somebody $1,001 bills, I'd say, well, that's a lot of money.
Right.
But if I had to do it on a card or something, it's not the same. You don't feel the pain.
I agree. I don't know how much you you do this, but I'm just showing you right here.
Yeah. What is that?
That's paying on your watch.
Oh, yeah. And I got it reported when I pay, but I don't pay on my watch.
It's even worse when you do that. You flip your wrist over and you walk away.
No, I haven't gone that crazy. I do have a MasterCard that does, you know, I give it to them and they just tap it, Chick-fil-A, and you're in. That's easy instead of having to wait and do all the other stuff. But money, you know, if it's not your money, it's just a thing. It comes by. It's a typed out number, you know, 800 doesn't mean anything much different than 700, But if you saw it in real dollars, it would.
It would mean something. I heard.
And we've gotten away from it. And I think that's why people have run up their credit cards so much, because they don't feel it when they charge it.
I
sometimes forget, you know, what I've done on American Express or what I'm having put on there, you know, like it's one of my insurance bills that they, that's another thing. I don't write checks anymore. That's another thing. I don't remember the last time I wrote a check for something.
Taxes.
It's all directly sucked out of my bank account, or I'm taking it and moving money around and sending it on there.
Yeah.
And it's so much easier than writing those checks out. But I also think it's too easy, you know,
to spend.
If you don't, you know, when you write it out, it feels like it hurts more.
I agree. I think you're right on the money. I think if you count something out, if you physically pull it out of your wallet, if you physically count that money and it comes out of another pile of money, right, that you can equate it to, I agree with you. I think there's no question in my mind. But when you don't see it, when you tap it, when you, you know, slide the card or whatever you do, the only time I remember it is when I get the bill. And then I think, whoa, how did I get to this? Well, you know, and I have
That happens to me weekly, I'm sure.
Yeah.
When I see American Express, I'll take that sucker down to zero, and then all of a sudden it's back up to $300 or $400 or $500 or higher.
In an instant.
And I say, how did I do that? And then I remember, well, the insurance goes there,
Do you ever question the charges? Like sometimes I go through it and I think, I don't even know what this is, and it's $10.
Because they don't clearly say sometimes what things are.
Yeah.
But, you know, you pay your
garbage bill.
Your streaming services, you know, and all that stuff. And,
sure.
It's just money, and we're not using money, so everything's on a card. And then we're getting to the point of what we were talking about off air, and I see it, you know, and I hear about it. There have been stories this week that tourism is down in Vegas,
which is not good.
I haven't had time to check on hotel rooms and see what their prices are to see if they've gone down, but everything is so high. I was looking, and this is from the Las Vegas paper. There is not one thing that has caused the situation in Vegas. It is the state of the economy, and I think that's iffy. I really do think it's iffy.
Okay.
Tighter U.S. immigration policies, you know, where some people are maybe not legal citizens, and they're concerned, you know, they might get arrested, or who knows?
Okay.
The hangover effects from the California fires, making some people stay at home. Like if you lived in Pacific Heights and your whole place was burned out, whatever. Tent poles that drew lots of visitors are not happening this year. Like, you know, the Super Bowl's not around, March Madness. Formula One is still there. The Raiders are still there. Whatever's going on at the Sphere is still there. But everything is extra pricey in the moment when many travelers are feeling extra price sensitive. I mean, all these concerts, you know, are $600, $800, $900 a seat. I ain't been to one in a while. I'm not going to pay that for anybody, really anybody. The last one I wanted to go see was McCartney, and it was for not a particularly fantastic seat, was $700 or so. I'm not going to pay it. I've seen him five times. I'm not going to pay the sixth at that price.
Let me ask you something, because I think about the old model, right? And I remember when Indian casinos started popping up more than they used to. You used to have to go to Vegas or Atlantic City or whatever to gamble. You couldn't just gamble anywhere. Now we have a lot of casinos because, you know, the reservations have opened casinos and so forth and so on. And there's been rumors of who pays more and who doesn't pay and all that kind of stuff. But whatever, the old model for Vegas was, let's just get people there. And then,
oh, absolutely.
You know, then we'll figure out how we make our money. So hotels were $39, and you could not $1.99. You could eat the buffet all you can eat. I'm looking right here at MGM Grand, and this is a special price, $127.
What's the date? What is the date?
It just says here $127 iconic hotel, $127 a night, and that's a great.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah, $150.
I mean, that's a great price.
Yeah, $144, some Caesar's Palace. But they're right, not $39.
That's as low as they ever go now.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I don't have a problem with the 124 or 144.
Yeah.
It's just, it's like the Nashville hotels. That's the floor these days, I think.
Yeah.
It's 124 or 144 for them to be able to provide the service that they have at the hotel. Now, where they get you is where the cities of these, I don't know about Vegas, mm-hmm. but I'm sure it's there. Nashville mugs the tourist. They mug you with the city tax and hotel tax,
yeah,
and occupation tax, all this nickel and dime tax, and it mounts up to another, say, $50
mm-hmm.
on a $140 hotel. So you're up to $200 a night again because of the taxes. And it's, I don't know where the end game is, you know, with all the Taylor Swift $800 tickets. And
well, listen to this. I can't even believe this. I mean, I'm looking at this and I'm in disbelief. Now I want to go verify. The buffet, and there's a bunch here. There's Caesar's Palace has a buffet for $86. The buffet at Wynn has a buffet called the Daily Gourmet Brunch for $59 to $79. $30 mid-range buffet at the MGM, $32, $38.99. Friday, it's $43. Budget-friendly buffets. Marketplace buffet offers discounts, reduced dinner prices, $33. Those used to have one less decimal.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there was...
Well, it's been a long time. I was much younger when they had the midnight 99-cent breakfast.
Yeah.
And it was, and it wasn't really big.
It wasn't really breakfast. Great either.
It was okay.
It was okay. Yeah, it was okay.
But it wasn't anything fantastic, but you loved the price.
But Vegas has gone through this over the time. I remember when Vegas came out and they said, well, Vegas is now for families. Bring your family. It's, you guys, there's rides and there's, you know, circus games and all this stuff. And I remember taking my family during that time and thinking, all right, well, good. Now I can take my family, except that my son got a naked woman on a card for a strip club as we were walking down the main track.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And that was it for me.
Yeah, they just can't take the stripes off the zebra.
I think that's fair. I think it didn't last long. I mean, they did that for about a year.
And the family thing should have never occurred in the first place.
Hmm.
But, you know, they've had periodic, like during the weekdays sometimes, they've had some where you could go in there and the bottom, I don't think you ever got a room at Paris or any of those hotels for under $100 a night, mm-hmm. I don't think.
Yeah,
I think that was a loss leader for them at 100 for the maid services and everything else.
I think we stayed at Venetian. Excalibur for cheap. That was a cheap one. The Circus is pretty cheap.
I used to not complain.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know how my budget was affected by that. I guess I did pay $100. I guess I did.
Weren't you going to go see Dolly in Vegas? Or were you talking about it or thinking about it?
No, I wouldn't know.
I'll meet you there if you want to go.
Seen Dolly for that, and then I'm going to. Blake Shelton's tickets go on sale tomorrow.
Oh, he's there
on
now.
His January shows, and that's going to be many hundreds of dollars a ticket.
Mm.
90-minute show, if 90 minutes.
Yeah, no
and doubt. You know they said gambling revenue though is up.
So
for them.
Are people
even
not...
though the tourism is down, gambling revenue is up.
Are they not doling out the wins as much?
Smaller group of people are spending more money.
Okay.
So, but they still need to keep the hotels going. But, yeah, the people are gambling, and it tells me that they're losing more.
That's what I think.
So,
yeah, that's what I think.
You know, they're monkeying with the odds,
mm-hmm.
you know, making the slot machines pay off less and making other things occur, however they make them occur.
I have always been a fan, and tell me what you think of this, but I've always been a fan of mechanical slot machines or the card games and stuff where I can't tell if they're fixing anything to make it, you know, so I don't win. But I always thought about all the digital stuff, and I thought it's
you know that's fixed somehow.
It's rigged
to have a payoff of X percent.
I guess it's always been that way. I don't know.
Yeah, it was really better. Now with the digital, I'm
more
sure.
Precise, no doubt about it. But
yeah, I mean, a friend of mine, Andy Parr.
Yeah,
he's been showing slot machines on YouTube, doing a video somehow, showing how these ones go and how they pay, and how he keeps a floor of $900 and shows all this stuff. You know,
interesting.
Some of these slot machines. I mean, I'm still primitive. I'm the guy that likes the three lines. One's a cherry, two's a cherry, three's a cherry.
Right, sevens.
And an orange, you know, something
right.
like sevens.
Yeah, right.
And
right.
they, the things that I don't understand what they're doing. There's like
I don't either.
15 lines.
Right, cross.
I mean, I used
ways.
To put money in that, and I'd always just lose whatever $20 I put in.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I didn't even know what it was doing.
Right, I agree.
You know,
agree.
And eventually I lost. It's just all it was to it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I have won before. I've walked by one of those and put in something and won. Mm-hmm. A couple of times, a couple of $100.
I hope everybody had a chance to experience that because I've done it and it's great.
It's a fun experience when it occurs. And I've walked out of there plus on the craps table last time I was in Atlantic City. And yeah, I mean, if you just got to have some discipline. If you do get lucky and you win,
awesome.
You gotta walk.
Well, let's get real for a second. I mean, Las Vegas for a long time and Reno and Atlantic City and all these places were great vacations because you could go fairly cheap and that gave you gambling money. And what other vacation can you go on where you could come back with more money than when you left? That's
but
Vegas.
It was rare. I don't know
it
many
was
people
rare.
That have done that. Very
it was rare.
Rare.
Yeah.
I mean, and a lot of people go in there, and this is from gambling books and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Say, okay, well, I've got $100 that I'm going to put up, you know, in this adventure. Well, you might as well just walk in, and save yourself some time,
and hand them
and
the
just
money.
Give them $100.
Yeah,
because if you're going to take that approach toward gambling,
yeah.
you're not going to win.
That's fair. That's
you're
fair.
Just waiting for yourself to lose $100.
But what about the free drinks? Do you still get free drinks?
I never
Vegas?
Did that. You don't ever drink while you're gambling.
I
don't
do. I
do
drink
that.
And I spend
well,
thousands of dollars. I remember one night waiting for the ATM to turn over because I'd already taken $600, which was the
oh,
limit.
Lord.
I waited till midnight, and it was the next day, and I got another $600 out, 1205. I'm the guy they need to go to Vegas, and I should
oh,
stay
yeah.
away. I should stay away.
Yeah, yes, I would think
I'm
so.
I'm a sucker.
But yeah, but I was with a guy, a friend of mine. We went in, I guess we were in college.
Mm-hmm.
I think we were still in college. I don't know. What were we doing out there in college? I'm not sure. Where we were, what our source of money was,
right.
I'm not sure. But whatever we did, we had a system. We were going to play, and we were at Desert Inn or one of them.
Yeah.
And I remember, and we had this system that they had. They'd say, you know, red, 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 red. Okay. After it gets five or six times red,
yeah,
we're going to start betting on black. Because it's going to turn black.
At some point.
At some point.
Yeah, roulette.
And
yeah.
so we put down, say, $5. And so it's red again, so we lost the $5. So then we put down
$10.
And it comes down red, and it lose again. Then we got to put down
$20.
And then $40. It went 14 times red, and we didn't have enough money to buy an orange juice. And we had to have, in those days, there weren't ATMs.
That's
we had
right.
to have someone wire us some money.
Yeah, you had to do that.
To be
yeah.
able to get out of town.
That is wild.
Wire us some money.
Isn't that
Good
something?
Lord.
And it's funny stuff. Because you and I just had this conversation about how easy it is to spend money without using cash, but people are going to Vegas
if you
less.
You think you have a system that can beat Vegas?
You don't.
You're an idiot. You're as big an idiot as I was.
Hey.
There is no system to beat Vegas legally.
What was that movie? I want to say for the guy that did the Social Network, they did that movie. I think it was called 21. They had a system, but you hear about these every once in a while, like maybe
People card counting, you know,
maybe
on poker and for 20
right,
and
right,
for
right.
blackjack.
That's above
no,
our
I
pay
play
grade.
Craps and Craps. I love it. To me, that seems to be sort of the most fair.
I've heard that, but I don't understand
dice.
The game.
I mean, they're not loading the dice, so
yeah. Well,
but I'm sure I don't know. I mean, they got it all figured out. That's why the buildings are so big.
Yeah, and they're beautiful. They're beautiful. And
if you go in there and do a quick hit, you know, on a gambling table, and do it, and walk away, you know, you either won or you lost.
I can't do it.
And that's where luck comes in.
I have to go with my wife when we go. And she'll give me my $100. She gets $100. I go through my $100. Mm-hmm. Anything I win, I give back to her. And I keep playing my $100.
Well,
that's how we do it.
If I want something to last,
yeah,
I don't do any of that stuff. I go to the sports book.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
And I bet on the baseball game it's going to be that day or
four
the football
hours.
game. And then you got a little, you can sit around and watch it and see what you're going to do and all that stuff.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And that's fun.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the sports book.
That's a real sports book is fun.
Horses, and you got.
It just takes time. And I've done that too and mm-hmm. lost. Yeah. Because that's totally, you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
And nor does anybody else that's doing it. And that's fun.
Yeah.
You know, but, and you get some fairly instant gratification.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree with that.
But it's just, you know, money and all the whole Vegas and gambling, and I just don't know where we're going with these concert tickets that are $700 and $800 a piece on a regular basis. You know, even the Grand Ole Opry charges some ridiculous amount of money.
Is it really? I can't remember. I want to.
It's not cheap. It's per ticket. It may not be $100 a ticket, but it's right up there.
It's up there, yeah.
Close.
Huh.
So
I remember when we went. We did the whole, you know, behind the scenes thing, which was great.
Completely different now, though.
Is it really?
Paying,
yeah,
they've changed. They're paying. They got people buying this and buying that. And
They had.
It's
something.
All about the money now. I'm so glad I was there in Nashville, you know, during the times when I was there, because things are so different now. I mean, the tradition is leaving very quickly of everything.
That is sad.
Because think about it. They're no older. The big stars that made country music, from Loretta Lynn to Johnny Cash to Merle Haggard, the gods, to, you know, Willie Nelson is still around. Who else? You know, the Glenn Campbells are gone, the Merle Haggards.
Yeah.
All those people are gone.
You got Alan Jackson's if you go that new.
You got Alan, but he's retired now and gone.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and Dolly and Willie are the last two of the really superstar big people.
Yeah, I would agree, yeah.
And it's just, and same with Vegas. You know, Vegas ran off the stars years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've all kind of come back in the last couple of years. And, you know, and they're in life, but I paid big money, you know. Well, now it's even bigger money, but even 4 or 5 years ago, I was paying $200 a ticket, $250 to go see Shania Twain or Timothy Faith at the Venetian.
Yeah.
I think Garth Brooks, all those people were in the $250s area, I think.
Wow. That's something.
Now they're even higher than that.
I mean, it's, you know, I thought with the professional sports teams, the A's are going there, the Raiders are there, you know, that would be some kind of huge draw. And they've got a lot of draw. I just don't, I don't understand what happened to that.
It's just these expenses. You saw the hotel rooms you ran out, those have been cut drastically in the past month or so. I mean, their rooms are more, and you know, you can get a package, some stuff like that. But, you know, I mean, in fact, there's no deals. The only place that's really efficient to go on a vacation now is a cruise. Now, the philosophy of the cruise people, you know, gets you on there. Okay, yes, I'm unpacking one time. I'm here. They want their big push from the CEO down is to get you to spend more money on board.
Okay.
Get you to gamble more, get you to eat more in their fancier restaurants.
Yeah.
And not just the ones that you're, you know, that you're paying.
But it did not used to be like that. It used to
be. No, but that's where they know their profits are now.
Yeah, okay.
Is there, you know, by the photography from showing you walking out of a hotel, walking out of a restaurant or whatever.
Right. Yeah, right.
And that's where they're getting there. So that's where you get hit on that. If you want to go to Vegas and not spend, you know, ridiculous amounts of money at these big hotels, I have stayed for years. You know, it's convenient if you can stay at the Paris or one of those places.
Oh, you're downtown,
it's convenience.
Sure.
You know, and you're still not that close to the Bellagio, even though it's across the street.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite a hike.
Yeah.
You know, and then I used to get a rent a car that weren't that bad in price.
Mm-hmm.
And I would stay at the Hilton Garden Inn down there at the end of the strip, pretty much even with the airport.
Yeah.
Nice hotel. I didn't have to walk 100 miles from my car to my room.
Yeah.
You know, because you got to walk 100 miles
In
Caesar's Palace and all those
just
places.
The hotel, you got to walk 100 miles because it's so big. Yeah.
So you can still do that and save money. So
do you think Vegas needs to reinvent itself, Jimmy? I mean, are we at that point?
I think sometimes you got to get something busted. You got to break it before you can fix it.
Okay, so I got an idea. Why doesn't Vegas, and this is just, hey, Vegas, if you're listening, why doesn't Vegas go into the tech model that we all talk about? Well, the whole city would have to have driverless cars. The whole city would have to have. Why don't they just go full tilt into that? There's plenty of investors that would kick it into Vegas, I promise you, you know, to do all that and make it the first, you know, totally autonomous city. I mean, I don't know if that would attract people or
I don't think that's going to repel them. They're doing some of that.
Are
Tesla's
they?
Got a tunnel, you know, that goes from somewhere over there near the convention center to somewhere on the strip. So they're doing
that's
some of that.
Cool. Yeah,
because the traffic jam is just ridiculous.
Yeah,
out there on the main drive, you know, when you go downtown, that's still cheaper. And I've had better odds at gambling and one easier and better when you go to the Mint, and the Golden Nugget and all those places downtown.
To the originals, yeah.
You do, I guess you're still having to smell the smoke.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's one thing I'm not used to is, you know, you're not anywhere where you got smoke anymore. And you go out there, downtown, just get a little more smoke.
I went to a place outside of Vegas called Laughlin. Have you ever heard of Laughlin?
Yeah, Laughlin. It's like being on the moonscape down the Colorado River there.
It's beautiful, really.
To get there, it's like going across the moon, though, because there is nothing out there.
It's nothing out there. You're right. And it's way on the fringe, but it is right on the Colorado River. You can do water sports. Yeah. But you just made me think of it because you said you smell the smoke. All those casinos, I think they were started by a guy named Dan Laughlin, I think, the whole Laughlin idea. And it never took off, but there are Vegas-style casinos in Laughlin, and they...
Oak Ridge Boys used to play there, and
did
I went
they?
Out there
really?
To see them there. Yeah.
Yeah.
They've had big names
out there.
Yeah,
they got a Caesars out there, I think, and Hilton and stuff
like
that.
And a couple of big ones, and they're already on the river. And, you know, there's a retirement community across the river.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
I think. And
are you thinking about it? Are you thinking about moving?
No, I don't want to be out this too hot in the summertime.
It is hot. It's like 120 out there. It's
hot. It's just ungodly, you know.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt about it.
No, I mean, I did used to like to go to Vegas, and it was just one of those places. It was exciting to go to.
Well, I'll make you a deal.
You really got to learn to behave.
I'll make
you
a deal.
You got to learn to behave.
That's true. You find a show we want to see out there. I'll buy the show tickets. And you pay for the hotel, and I'll meet you there. We each pay for our own plane fare.
Well, that's could happen.
Think about it. Ted is invited.
I hadn't been flying. That's another thing in my world. And boy, here's one today. Let's see the latest. And there's one at least every day now. A plane, one of its flaps fell off.
Oh, that's nice.
A Delta airline plane, part of the wing, flew off between Florida and Texas.
Did it crash?
Delta flight 1893 landed safely without incident in Austin.
Okay.
Portion of the left wing's flap was not in place. The place was it in? They don't know. Out of operation for repair. So it was.
At least it was able to land.
All the time. And then, you know, when you want to go. And one of my favorite cities in the country has always been Washington. But I've always felt unsafe there.
Yeah.
More so in recent times.
Are you talking about the state of Washington?
The city of
Washington. The city of Washington, D.C.?
And with all the, the Democrats are losing their mind.
Yeah,
and the National Guard troops.
Yeah,
you know, that don't have bullets and the guns and all that stuff.
I don't want to go.
So much politics is getting played there.
I agree.
And the climate is still crazy. We've had a really hot summer. In L.A., and I think some of those places down there have had some unusual hot weather events, and be interesting to see what the winter is going to be.
Yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt about it.
I'm staying out of politics today.
Stay out of politics, but know this, Jimmy. We have a spacecraft heading toward Earth. You heard about it. We're going to get...
We do?
Yeah, the aliens are coming. I think the aliens are coming. I'm not sure.
Are they illegal aliens?
No, they... Well, evidently, yeah. I mean, I don't think
the
they've
latest
gone...
influx of inlay of illegal aliens.
They're coming in a spaceship this time, but it's supposed to be some kind of comet or something. But now they're detecting that it's may not be. It may be extraterrestrial. Some are saying it might be hostile. Some are saying it isn't. I don't know how they would know if it was hostile or not.
Well, we're not going to be able to do anything about it if it is.
I don't
hostile,
think we are. So. What are we going to be able to do? Nothing.
Nothing.
But maybe that's the avenue they are using to get into the United States. I think they're just coming to Earth as a whole. They don't. I don't know. We'll see. I think it's sometime.
Well, they're not going to be happy in some of the places.
They might just turn around and hightail it out of here.
They're going to be gone. They land in some of these spots. You're not going to want to do
it. All right. Okay, well, fine. And we'll just go to Vegas and buy our time. We got till November, so very good.
That's the score.
All right. Until next week when we do this all again. Oh, wait, I got something for Ted.
All right,
just some
you.
Sound effects. There we go. All right, that ought to satisfy him. And until
that was violent.
Next week when we do it all again, I'm Derek Walker. He is
Jimmy Carter.
Good day.